We have a couple members of the Goodfellow Shoe Fund in studio, Jane McCrone and Jana Greenwood. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning, Tanner. Good morning,
Tanner.
Thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for what you guys do. Let's talk about the Goodfellow Shoe Fund. Give me the background, the quick 30-second spiel on what the Goodfellow Shoe Fund is.
Well, it began in 1947 when members of the community could see that children needed good shoes to be prepared for school. And so it's been going all volunteers since 1947. And this year, we're up to right now, we've bought about 162 pairs of shoes.
Oh, wow.
So it's all volunteer that go. They contact the family, and then they decide which shoe store, either Brown's or Sport Shop, to take the families to. And the staff at either shop helps fit the child.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we pay for the shoes.
So they actually get to go do it themselves, and they, which, you know, you do want to try shoes on before you buy them, usually. But also support going to our local shops. That's great.
Mm-hmm. They do a great job for us.
That's a lot of work, then, to do. How many you said, 100?
Well, we're up to about 162. They're not all purchased. A lot of them are still in process with the volunteer contacting the families and making arrangements. But we hope we have more than that before the school year starts.
That, I mean, just think about, that's 160 trips to a store then. That takes some time. And so you guys must have a good crew.
We do. There's 30 volunteers that consistently awesome. Buy, and then additional officers that support all of it.
How do you come up with their, how do you come up with the families or the kids that need them?
They make application, and it's based on income or needs, if they're a foster child or what might be going on in their life. And then we make the decision to buy the shoes.
Awesome. And, I mean, it looks like from your release that the average pair of shoes is about $70. So, I mean, this is, you do the math. I don't know how to do that math very quickly in my head. I'm a journalism major for a reason. But that's a lot. You guys need some funding for all that then.
Right.
Fundraising all year around, right, Jana?
Fundraising, actually, we don't do a lot of. A lot of our funds are donations from just the community. We, just to point out that we do serve all of Lincoln County. So okay. Any of the schools that are in Lincoln County and the child is going to a school in Lincoln County, we will provide the sneakers for them. And our fundraising is, we have a time just through the holidays, Thanksgiving through the end of right after Christmas. We put red cans or little shoe banks at some of our local businesses that are willing to do that. And we also have a few businesses that do it year-round for us. So we collect, every little penny helps. It all adds up. Otherwise, it's just donations that a lot of times people will give a donation in honor of a loved one that has passed on. And the local Telegraph puts a nice article in the paper indicating each donation. And we have our vice president, it does that job and provides that article. So we try to get the word out as much as we can of what we do.
Absolutely. Now, does that number, you said 160, is that pretty much year to year about the same, or is that higher than normal, or?
Well, just to give you an idea, we had our 75th anniversary last December, and that year we provided 320 pairs of shoes in our fiscal year, September 1st to August 31st. Before COVID, which slowed us down with school being shut down, we were up to almost 500 pair.
Wow.
In our fiscal year. So.
Holy cow. Yeah. Well, that's, I guess, so then that mm-hmm. means you probably could take more applications. I mean, that probably you'd like to think, man, we'd love to get every kid a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, probably not covering them all even this year. So, you know, if there's somebody out there that needs it, please apply, right?
Correct. They can pick their applications up at the North Platte Library at 120 West 4th. And we check frequently and try and get them started right away. So we'd like to get as many done as possible before school starts on August 10th.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's which is like a week from tomorrow, believe it or not. So get your applications in if you know somebody, or if you know, sometimes these are things that maybe somebody doesn't want to have to fill out. So if you know somebody that, you know, encourage them to, because this is a service, and you certainly don't want a kid going to school without a proper pair of shoes.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Why are you guys a part of this? I mean, what drew you to this?
A friend of mine who is a past president asked me if I would be willing to be a volunteer, what we call our buyers, where we meet the families at the shoe stores. And that was 2015. And then I ended up being vice president, president. And now I handed that over to Jane last October. So that's a 3-year term. And we just have a great group of women. I've been told we should change our name, but that will not happen. It's been Goodfellow Shoe Fund for quite a while now. But also, if you would like to send a donation, you can send it to Box 923 North Platte, Nebraska, 69103.
Very good. Goodfellow Shoe Fund again. So if you have any sort of donation you'd like to make, if you know somebody that needs to apply for a pair of shoes, do that as well. Jana, Jane, anything else you want to touch on here this morning with the Goodfellow Shoe Fund?
We really appreciate the support of the community and want to support families, and that's our mission.
That's awesome. This is no kid should ever not have a good pair of shoes at any time, let alone the start of the school year. So make sure we take care of our own here in our community. Well, thank you for what you guys are doing. This is awesome. Let's get that number back up to 500. I mean, gosh, you'd love to say we don't need any, right? This is not something. I mean, you'd love to find a day where it's like, hey, we don't need you guys anymore. But that's probably never going to happen. So if there are 500 kids, let's get the applications to 500, right? We'll get the donations if we get the kids, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you guys for your hard work, and thanks to your entire crew.